This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Taxis are a main form of transportation to and from medical appointments for people who travel to Bethel for health care. But cab companies in Bethel have decided to stop accepting Medicaid vouchers for payment. The Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation got a call from Kusko cab owner Naeem Shabani, who says the Medicaid vouchers were too expensive. Shabani says the Medicaid's growing list of regulations was the main reason they decided to stop accepting those vouchers.
There's a roughly 100-page handbook on being a Medicaid transportation provider. There's a lot of regulations. So it wasn't a specific regulation, but you know, just over the years, they have to implement more and more. Again, it's not their fault. It's just the way the system is set up.
Shabani says they're losing money on the cab vouchers because of the amount of work it took to make sure the company followed regulations. Kusko Cabs is one of three cab companies in Bethel. Shabani says the other cab companies are following Kusko's lead. A call to one cab company, Alaska Cabs, was not returned by broadcast time. YKHC is now offering shuttle services to Medicaid patients instead of vouchers that would cover the cost of a cab in addition to their airport shuttle. Mitchell Forbes is the director of communications at Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation. He says all Bethel cabs have decided not to accept Medicaid vouchers. He says that Medicaid patients will still see their full benefits.
And so none of those benefits changed. Just in Bethel's case, there is the one vendor who is accepting the transportation vouchers, the cab vouchers. They're no longer able to accept that voucher, or they're not accepting that voucher.
Forbes says YKHC has added a shuttle service to hotels where Medicaid patients stay in addition to adding more hours to its airport shuttle service for all YKHC patients, and that will be the solution for the future. For KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.